COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, kicked off this week with almost 200 countries convening to tackle critical climate issues. Among the nations making early contributions were St. Vincent and the Grenadines, representing CARICOM and other small island developing states, SIDS. Vincentian COP29 delegate, economist and finance focal point Shafiq Sam, addressed the pressing issue of loss and damage during a side event reviewing the Warsaw International Mechanism for Loss and Damage Associated with Climate Change. In his opening remarks, Sam aligned St. Vincent and the Grenadines with the Cook Islands, speaking on behalf of the Alliance of Small Island States, AOSIS. He reiterated a strong call for a comprehensive and dedicated approach to tackling climate impacts, one that extends well beyond adaptation.
Who feels it knows it. And as SIDS, we know loss and damage well. The question is not if we experience loss and damage, but how do we move forward despite it? On the 1st of July this year, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, alongside Grenada, were struck by Hurricane Beryl, a Category 4 hurricane that quickly intensified to a Category 5, the earliest in Atlantic history. Although it weakened by the time it made landfall in Jamaica, it left extensive damage in its wake. St. Vincent and the Grenadines experienced impacts of approximately 36% of its population. The Southern Grenadines was not so fortunate, with Grenadine islands of Canoan, Mayro, Union Island, and Karaku facing nearly 100% of homes being impacted. This devastation highlights the compounded challenges of climate change, where extreme weather events are now more frequent.
Sam highlighted the difficulties of small island states like St. Vincent and the Grenadines in determining the country's position regarding loss and damage. He added that the country lacks the ability to shoulder this burden alone, technically and economically.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines, like many small island development states, faces significant challenges in identifying and prioritizing loss and damage needs due to inherent geographical vulnerabilities. Our nation's island status, both as an individual island and as part of an archipelago, compounds the complexity in responding to climate change risks. Limited technical capacity and resources constrain our ability to conduct comprehensive climate risk assessment and data collection, which is crucial for fully anticipating and responding to diverse climate threats. These include rising sea levels and more frequent and extreme weather events. Moreover, these climate hazards often interact and amplify each other, escalating overall risk as well as potential loss and damage. For St. Vincent and the Grenadines, understanding and prioritizing these things require not just technical expertise, but also dedicated financial support and robust capacity building initiative. This is essential to ensure that our country can accurately assess and prioritize and respond to the climate vulnerabilities threatening our resilience and long-term survival.
Vincentian COP29 delegate, economist and finance focal point, Shafiq Sam. Meanwhile, at the plenary session this week, United Nations Climate Change Conference UNFCCC Executive Secretary Simon Steele shared an emotionally charged first-hand experience on the island of Karaku during the passage of a recent major hurricane. He pointed to the fact that the most vulnerable members of society are the ones who bear the brunt of the effects of climate change.
The lady I'm standing with in this picture is my neighbour Florence in Karaku. In July this year, this was us standing in all that remained of her home after the devastation of Hurricane Beryl. At 85, Florence has become one of the millions of victims of runaway climate change this year alone. She was focused on one thing, being strong for her family and strong for her community. And there are people like Florence in every country on earth, knocked down and getting back up again. This UNFCCC process is the only place we have to address the rampant climate crisis and to credibly hold each other to account to act on it.
From a regional perspective, Prime Minister of Grenada and the Chairman of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, Dickon Mitchell, addressed the Leaders' Summit of SIDS on climate change gathering mere hours after devastating floods hit his home country, Grenada, following unusually heavy rains. The Prime Minister pointed to the clear and present dangers on the road to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, not only for his country, but for other small island states across CARICOM.
The reality is that the Caribbean community, CARICOM, which I chair currently, like our colleague Sid Nations, are on the front line of this existential threat to our way of life. As I speak, at this very moment, Grenada and many of the islands in the Southern Caribbean are dealing with the onslaught of massive flooding, which occurred overnight. In the case of Grenada, we have faced in 11 months a record 15-year drought, followed by a Category 5 hurricane, now followed by flooding, landslides, all in the midst of trying to continue with achieving our sustainable development goals.
The CARICOM chair offered some insight on the realities of climate financing and the true cost of adaptation and mitigation.
So when small island developing states speak of the challenge of financing the mitigation and adaptation that we face as a result of the climate crisis and the significant gap in financing that exists, it is easy to take this for granted. But the empirical data shows that SIDS have repaid in debt financing 18 times more than they have received in climate finance. Let me repeat that. SIDS have paid in debt repayments 18 times more than they have received in climate financing. And so without setting any new ambitions or targets, the starting point for credibility is to close that financing gap. And the debt we pay to be able to survive is a debt that is unsustainable, not only in financial terms, but in livelihoods, in lives, and the very civilization of the people who live in small island developing states.
Prime Minister of Grenada and Chairman of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, Dickon Mitchell. As discussions progress across various climate-related topics, the voices of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, along with the wider Caribbean region, are certainly being heard. With thousands of delegates anticipating the conclusion to these talks next week, there is cautious hope that meaningful action will follow when COP29 draws to a close. This has been the COP29 Report, brought to you by Climate Tracker Caribbean. I am Colvin Harry.